Arabian camels and nomadic people are the most recent in a long line of Saharan pioneers. The history of this great region is told in ancient rock art, glimpses of a vanished world. Just a few thousand years ago, this desert was still wet enough to support great herds of cattle and goats. Prey was abundant, and people used horse-drawn chariots, dogs, bows and arrows in the hunt for food. Giraffes, elephants, buffalo, lions, and rhino roamed across the Sahara. There were rivers full of fish, even crocodiles. Today at Ennedi Gorge, there are living reminders of that once green Sahara. In a few isolated oases, there's still an abundance of aquatic life. Even more surprising is that these communities of fish still support a dwindling number of Nile crocodiles. They are the last survivors of a once healthy population, which over thousands of years has been left high and dry by the changing climate. Today, just three crocodiles remain, too few to continue the line, marooned by hundreds of miles of sand, right in the middle of the mightiest desert on Earth. Africa's deserts are more than just barren expanses. They're dynamic worlds, each with its own unique character. They're also places of great opportunity, where given enough time, a steady climate, and a sprinkle of water, life can flourish. And it has done so in some of the most extraordinary ways imaginable.